Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us, it's been a while since we have had the state treasurer on, Deb Goldberg. She joins us via the phone line. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, Treasurer.
It's good to hear your voice, Kevin. Boy, time must fly when you're having fun, because I feel like I just talked to you recently about Operation Moneywise. Yep. And unclaimed property. But maybe it has been. I'm going to tell you, the days just fly.
Especially when you're having fun.
Exactly.
Speaking of having fun, did you...
Oh, no.
Did you have a chance to enjoy Thanksgiving, and are you looking forward to the holidays?
Well, I did have a very nice, quiet Thanksgiving. And at this stage in my life, quiet is a luxury. So was down in Cape Cod in Sandwich, just my parents, my kids, and my husband. If you ask me what I cooked, I will tell you that didn't happen. And I can't do free advertising, but we go to a wonderful small place in Sandwich that we have gone to now for the last 4 years. And it's just, you know, Cape Cod is the ultimate Thanksgiving, between the cranberry bogs and the leaves changing and the little main streets with the white churches. It's out of, to me, it's out of a storybook. And so it's a wonderful day to spend with my family.
Now, how does the treasurer get ready for, you know, the holidays that come, whatever holidays you may celebrate, whether it's Christmas?
Well, we celebrate everything because we have such a diverse office. And but, you know, one of the things we do, which is an annual event, which I'm very, very proud of, is we do Toys for Troops.
Ah.
And it takes place with one of the local unions, 369, the utility workers, and it's in Brockton. And I'm going to tell you, it is one of the most, and a bunch of other unions also are involved, and it is, without a doubt, one of the most joyful occasions that I experience. When I will never forget, I have an unbelievably true story for you.
Okay.
2 years ago, we do a drawing for bicycles, and we did a drawing, and the member of he's a veteran. The adult member won the bike, and he turned around and said to us, "Can I trade this for my son?" And his wife said to him, "You deserve it. You work so hard." And he said, "No, no, no. I want this for my son." And I wanted to cry. I just thought it was the most beautiful occasion. Last year, you will not believe this, the little boy won, and he gave it to his sister.
Wow.
So when you see things like this, and you know what? Being able to be treasurer allows me the opportunity to make little and large differences in people's lives, and it's moments like those that I relish. So I'm really looking forward to our Toys for Troops Day. I even walked into my office today with a big box of presents. Those were mainly for boys, so we're going out shopping this weekend to buy girl stuff, and I can't wait for that Saturday when we do it.
Well, when does that happen? When do you celebrate? When is that event? Do you know offhand?
I think I'm checking in my calendar right now. December. It's the 18th.
There you
December
go.
18th.
Fantastic.
So it's at the Shaw Center on One Feinberg Way, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful occasion.
Well, I hope that it goes well if I don't talk to you before then. But
we have a big brunch for everybody too.
So that sounds like something that I might have to sneak by and say hi to you and grab some eggs.
Bring a present with you if you come.
I might do that. So the idea of having you on Monday Night Talk is that we just had we had the big elections that took place in November, And one of the things here in Massachusetts, well, there were four ballot questions, but one of those ballot questions, depending on its passage, somehow it got your office involved, and that's question number four. That's the legalization of recreational marijuana. And I know that you've probably been a little bit busier than normal because of the addition of this question. Would that be accurate?
If possible, we are going to be busier than normal, but it's all hands on deck. And what we really did is we started working on this a year ago.
Right.
When it became apparent that this ballot question was going to be moving forward, we felt that we needed to really get a grasp for what is going on out in the world, what operations are working well, which ones are not working well. I sent both my director of policy and legislative affairs with my general counsel out to Washington State and Colorado to look at the operations and functioning and approach that each were taking. They then went back a second time recently prior to the ballot vote. And we have talked to lots of people, done an enormous amount of research, and really have a grasp and our hands around what it's going to take. Our goal is that we need to be safe and we need to do it right.
Mm.
And so, because although there was an 8 percentage point split in who was for and who was against, the people who are against are concerned and frightened, and we want to let them know in particular that we are going to do everything within our power to have this Cannabis Control Commission both to be an outstanding regulatory agency and also promulgate the regulations that will keep our hands around the use of recreational marijuana in the best and safest fashion. Now, it's a very complicated task. It's very much more complicated than alcohol, because there's an agreement. Alcohol regulation is national. It is acceptable in every state and in Washington, D.C. There are both federal and state laws that intersect with each other, whereas nationally, recreational marijuana is not legal, and the ramifications of that pushes a great deal down to the local levels, all the way to the different cities and towns across the state. So it is extremely complicated, and things that would typically be done on the federal level,
mm-hmm.
for example, the examination of the plants and the pesticides, which would be under the national agricultural and FDA folks, all have to be done at the local level. And what? Banking is another issue.
Right.
So it's extremely complicated, and I don't even think you have enough time for me to be on the air to go over every single issue, but I'm just trying to give the sense
yep.
of the enormity of the task.
It is enormous, and enormous so much so that I want to say you called a press conference that you actually had some time with the press after it was learned that this passed, so you can at least kind of get them, get everybody on board with, okay, hey, we've been working on this, but, things are still, there's still balls in motion right now, and we're still working things out, and as we get more information, we will provide that.
Absolutely. And, as I said to the Yes on 4 people who I met with, I said, look, I'm a business person, and if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. But I don't want to be in any way told that X, Y, and Z has to happen on X, Y, and Z date, because when one of them turned to me and said, well, Colorado did it in that time frame. Colorado is lessons learned. They have had to go back and fix so many things that went wrong. That's not my approach to a good operating business. I said, we're going to move forward in good faith. We have a request for qualifications that we issued prior to the ballot question being passed that would give us the software, which is the backbone of tracking from seed to sale. That won't be getting, we got 100 questions that were asked of us about that request for qualifications. We won't have that information back till January and vetted through it till February, that will inform our time frame and our ability to then move forward on the licensing and all the various parts of the, you know, there's retail operation, there is, there are laboratories, and then there are growing opportunities.
Right.
And so it is not even, and that is makes it more complicated than the ABCC. So we want to do this correctly, and we want to do it in a very businesslike fashion. And the RFQ responses will very much inform our time frame, and we will be sharing that information with people who are the proponents of the ballot question. We're not hiding anything. It's in their best interest to do it right the first time, too. And then I really have to be candid. For me, as a business person, it was a lot of it was about the money. 3.7% excise tax versus 29% excise tax in Colorado,
right,
versus 37% excise tax in Washington State. What's wrong with that picture?
There's a little bit of an imbalance there, isn't there?
So one of the arguments is, well, the reason why we want to lower excise tax is we don't want to make it appealing for the black market to be selling. Well, you know what? I see a big gulf between 3.7 and 37, and I don't think that people who are taxpayers expect to underwrite private businesses by having to subsidize the regulation of those businesses.
Right.
And I'm sure you agree. The Alcoholic Beverage Commission actually makes money for the state. So we need to have an understanding. Lots of friends of mine who were voting yes on 4 never knew this fact. And when they said, you're going to make oodles of money. And I said, I don't know what oodles are. I said, Washington State has 400 plus licenses. Just as a PS, we're going to have 225 licenses, 400 plus retail licenses, and they're making almost $200 million on a 37% excise tax with no one allows homegrown there, which homegrown does compete with retail operations.
Right.
So I don't know what oodles are, but I know that I'm about creating money and economic security and economic stability within this state. And oodles to me would us be really having revenues from this that make a difference.
And again, we're speaking with State Treasurer Deb Goldberg, and we're talking a little bit about the passage of Question 4 and the role that the Treasurer's Office plays in this. Now, you had mentioned, well, one of the things that I was reading up on is the appointment of a Cannabis Control Commission. Now, this is something I believe that has to be done by March, early March. What is the makeup of such a commission?
Well, first of all, it's 3 commissioners and an executive director. One of them has to have a background in marijuana. So that's very restrictive already. So that there's going to, with all of the places and states where it's passed recently, and with the very limited experience that people have had in it, we're going to compete pretty well with those who are qualified to meet that criteria. We want another commissioner who has a strong public health background and licensing background. So we will be looking at, we would really prefer to have someone who has a multiple of those experiences and who does not have, who has experience in public service, in a regulated industry, who has potentially an administrative law background and understands that role very well. So it's broad in the sense that we're open to even bringing people here from out of state who might be willing to relocate. But we are starting to receive applications before we have even before the Secretary of State's office has actually even certified the vote.
Oh, goodness, wow. That's definitely very interesting. And I know that they're trying to get it done by December 15th, or at least get those votes over to the Governor's Council. And that's a conversation for another time. And I know that's part of the, you know, moving forward with enacting the law itself. You had mentioned, I want to digress just for half a second. You talk about the establishment of a tax rate, 3.75. But I believe that in the law itself that's built in, isn't there a local option as well, a local tax option?
Yes. I mean, this is where it even gets dicier.
Yep.
So it's 3.75. Sales tax is 6.25.
Yep.
Local option is 2. That, okay. Now, Washington State, 37%. Sales tax, 6.5. You got it?
Yep.
So we're already up in the 40s, and we just broke through 10. you know, that's the story behind this. And it's not when I am telling you, when my friends heard that, they said, how come nobody knows this? I said, read the ballot question,
right.
But they don't know what it compares to.
Right. I know when you look at, you know, there were elected officials on the state level who were dead set against this. But there was one who actually said, no, let's pass this and then we can tweak it. And I believe it's Senate President Stan Rosenberg. What's your thoughts on, you know, on wanting to tweak this law? And what do you think will be done when it comes to up at the State House?
Well, you know, I can't speculate what the legislature will do with the law.
Mm.
What I have said to them is it is my mandate to proceed. And so we have to proceed as if the law is what the law is. Obviously, would I like to see them change the tax rate? Absolutely. And I also would like to see, but we can internally promulgate regulations around edibles, which I think is an issue in terms of their packaging, their
yep.
design, their availability. I think that's one of the other things that I hear from quite a number of people about their concerns, the safety of the edibles.
Yep.
And what Washington State did is a better model than what Colorado did, and Colorado is now thinking about changing theirs to look more like Washington State. So we do have data that supports approaches that we can take and how we will go about it. But we can internally handle many of those, and particularly that's why I would like to see, if possible, one of our commissioners have a public health, public safety background.
And again, you're tuned into Monday Night Talk here on 95.9 WATD, and we are speaking with State Treasurer Deb Goldberg, talking to her about what's moving forward in regards to the passage of Question 4, that the legalization of recreational marijuana. Talking about marijuana, it was just a couple of years ago that medical marijuana was something that was legalized, or something that was approved by the voters. What kind of an impact does the recreational market have on the medical marijuana market? Do we know?
What I can say is that the medical marijuana people are actually concerned about recreational marijuana. And, you know, I haven't spoken with them myself.
Right.
But, number one, they believe that homegrown will impact their ability to both monitor and execute their mission, and they also believe that their product is safer than homegrown because it's regulated. There are people who look at what pesticides are used on the plants, and there are people who look at THC levels, whereas homegrown, you really don't know what's going on. And I think that's what local communities are particularly concerned about. They're concerned about their ability to monitor this, and they're concerned about where stores will be placed in their neighborhoods. And they've had those concerns about the medical marijuana clinics. And I believe that's what's caused some of those delays. All of those issues will not fall under the Cannabis Control Commission. They're things that evolved over time from the medical marijuana rollout. What we're about is we're going to make sure that we license, that we regulate, that we run a professional business operation, that we do so in a timely fashion, and that we you know something? This is about respecting the will of the voter,
yep.
And I take that very, very seriously.
So we talk about the commission putting them in place. Is there a particular way? I mean, will there be appointments made?
There will be.
All right. And how does that work?
By the ballot question, I have till May 1st to appoint the commissioners and the executive director.
Okay.
But we're already looking at what are the appropriate organizational structures? What are the skill sets necessary? So we're, you know, Kevin, you've heard me say it. I am a business person.
Yep.
This is setting up a regulatory agency that is dealing with businesses.
When we look at, over the years, I remember back in high school, I mean, it was the war on drugs. Just say no. Now here we are. We're coming into an era where marijuana is one of those things that is accepted. And here we are. We're talking about legalizing it. Is this something that we're going to, that you, and I'm just asking you, not so much as a rhetorical question, but I'm asking you as Deb Goldberg, the person, this common citizen, just thinking about this, not the person who's an elected official up at the State House. My question to you is do we see this where eventually this becomes a court battle when, not a court battle, but individuals want to use it like it's alcohol, but yet they get fired from jobs because they're using marijuana?
I was asked something similar to this at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce,
right.
And I said, it is incumbent upon each business to develop very, very understandable, clear HR policies for every business. And you know what? If they have those HR policies up front, then it's not wrongful termination.
Right.
And so that's what I encourage businesses to do. I have no authority to encourage them to do this, but as a mom, and a business person, I believe that I encourage businesses to realize that this is coming and develop very good HR policies around it.
What's the one question about this at this time, during this time period, that you keep getting asked over and over? It's beyond the frequently asked question. It is the question. What is the question that you keep being asked, and that if you can address it now to at least get it out to my audience?
If I were to tell you, you'd be shocked.
Okay, shock me.
How do we get a license?
Really?
I'm stunned by it.
So people are really, really interested in...
It's either how do I get a license, versus how do I keep edibles out of the hands of my children?
Right.
Those are the two major questions I get asked. Or how do I keep a store out of my town? I would say those are the three things we've been hearing repeatedly for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I want to say that I'm surprised I haven't heard anything in regards to some of the municipalities here on the South Shore talking about putting forth an effort to stave off any sales of recreational marijuana in their towns until they can get ahead of this. But I suspect that...
Oh, I've heard about it. Dedham's doing it.
So there are towns that are popping up right now that want to at least put a moratorium on this, a temporary moratorium on it, until they understand it and get an idea what they want to do.
Exactly.
Okay. And I think if folks want to find out more, I know that they can go to the mass.gov/treasurer's page.
We do. mass.gov/treasury/marijuana. And it links it to the ballot question if people want to read it now. Although I have teased people. I said, did you read the question? No.
Oh.
I just wanted to legalize it.
People are so interesting.
Anyway, Kevin, it's been great to talk to you.
I want to thank you so much for your time and your patience and your energy. And feel free to have Mary or Chandra, whoever in the office, when you have information that you feel you need to get out, especially here on the South Shore. I mean, people listen to WATD and want to know, they want to be informed about things. And so I would hope that you would have your folks reach out to me and we can have you back on and we can talk again.
Well, absolutely. It's great to hear your voice.
Great to hear yours as well, and I hope that you have a fantastic holiday season. I wish you the best.
Toys for Troops.
Toys for Troops, December 18th, Shaw Center. Stop by with a toy and grab some eggs.
Absolutely.
Treasure,
all
you,
right.
Have yourself a great day.
You too.
You
bye
got
bye.
It. That, of course, was the State Treasurer, Deb Goldberg, who has been my guest for this segment, talking a little bit about how her office is going to be involved with this process, especially the process of putting together a cannabis control commission, regulations, licenses, maybe, you know, further understanding of the ballot question, the law itself that got passed. I mean, I think we got a lot of information, at least on the pro side of things, regarding the recreational marijuana, where things stand. We know that depending on what happens with the Secretary of State's office, Bill Galvin's office, and the Governor's Council, and they're being able to approve the votes for the ballot question, then what happens is that folks will be able to, as of December 15th, and I'm like reading right off of the information off of the Treasurer's website, that an individual can lawfully possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana, which is 5 grams, and it may be marijuana concentrate, and that you can grow as a resident 6 plants, and a household can't have more than 12 plants. So that's definitely very interesting, and it's going to be interesting to see how this comes together. It's very similar to when the gaming law took effect, and we're still watching that as it's unfolding. We get the one slot parlor out in Plainville, and we're watching that. You know, how is that doing? Is that generating the money that we were told that it would generate? We're still waiting to see what happens up in the Boston area and out in Springfield when those mega casinos come to life, and if they're able to draw and make, you know, generate revenue for the state as a law. So we'll definitely see, and we'll do our best here on Monday Night Talk to bring folks on to talk a little bit about what's going on as it progresses, as there's new wrinkles that come to light. So we are going to take a small break, but when we come back, more Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.